If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got Drive Moment, everybody. We got Drive Moment. Here's a guy who has come. I fear for your lives. Do your children's opinions influence your decisions, and when? So there's no mistaking that parents are parents and children are children. And as a parent, you may feel that you have the authority role in your home because you are the adult in the room.
Hold on. Hold your horses.
Yes. Oh, you have one horse. Hold your horse. There are many decisions that you make without consulting your children. But are there moments when their opinion matters to you, where what they think can influence your decision? Here's some great examples. Little life things, household groceries, what the family watches on TV, holiday destinations, the clothes they wear, the toys they want, big life things, the school they'll be enrolled in, the car you buy, buying a home, property, your dating partner, etc., etc.
I have no reason to have a PS4 and a PS5. In fact, I have no reason to have this thing, TV games. I'm kulanga ngazo. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Ken, in a PS4 and a PS5, like in Lina, I've got games. I don't know why I have them.
Yeah.
And
those are thousands, eh?
Yeah, bang fake konin. The PS5 ni tenge this weekend. Bang fake konin. They go to catch you late, ne? These games, wow. Okay, let's have them. Not because I want them. Clothes. Like, I don't understand some of the clothes that these kids want. Yesterday, my daughter sent me a list of the things she needs for her 18th birthday. But some of the things that are humans or yen, what yin lena yin
lemon or what you yin?
Money pipe, yum tingle pipe,
Lululemon.
A purple.
You have a purple Bible. I'm going to buy that. It is other things. It's amazing. Marazida. And I'm going to buy them because why? These kids are putting us in so much pressure. And then I'm not teaching the swans of channelism. I don't think we as parents are happy with them.
Would you, if they said, Dad, we don't want pork in the house, would you stop by?
We don't want pork in whose house?
Okay, she got it. He's so soft, imagine. I'm a PlayStation.
Because all you've spoken about is what you're buying there.
Yes.
So I want to know if they're influencing even your dress sense. If you are wearing a certain tracksuit and Nigo says, that is not the best outfit from your wardrobe, are you walking out of your house? Or are you allowing Niguwe
if she would say to me she's not happy with letting it drag in,
yeah,
I would ask her why, mm-hmm, and if she would give me her reasons,
sure,
I would change.
Will you change?
So I would change. I would change. But when it comes to food, pork.
Yeah.
If they say to me, we don't want pork in this house,
yeah,
then it's cool, Bantanabam. You guys can go find your own house where you're not going to eat pork. We're going to eat pork in my house. Because this is my house. I'm going to do things that's full of yimguam. So, it's like, bank influencer, like, and they'll tell their mom. Besu mama khona bese
ngiyabo. Ah, mini your mom's pillow talk, ayibo.
So, sengiropiwe manje. Sengine swimming pool kule. But I don't care about the swimming pool. Why?
Oh, yeah, the kids influence us. We would like to think that we are in control. To be honest, they are the bosses of our house. We'd like to lie to ourselves and say, yes, we've got all the power. There are things that are non-negotiable. So houses are non-negotiable. Where he goes to school, non-negotiable. Because he has not been to enough schools to have an opinion about school. Honestly, he can't say to me, Mama, can I go to this high school instead of the... unless Anneli, like a proper reason, it's a great rugby school. Unless I'll give one out Marabo, I think I'd like it. My friends are going there. We don't play those games. So those are non-negotiables. But what food we buy in the house? If she says she likes a certain dressing versus the other, I'm most likely to go into buy the dressing.
You're going to buy the dressing, yes, because of Okhanya Funi salad dressing.
Yes. But I cook for him as well.
You cook for him because he's supposed to cook for him. Yes, he does not tell you what.
Ooh. But if he doesn't like it, like his lunch tin, he will tell me what he doesn't want in his lunch tin.
So,
wake up at 4 a.m. and do the lunch tin that he wants.
So very interesting, yeah, with all this list, especially the little life things. For me, everything boils down to a budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much money is there to be spent, whether it's for grocery, guys.
Yeah.
20,000.
No, grocery at 4.
What the family watches, it depends where you come from. Some people, banali TV is for. So yeah, how only one? How only TV? Oh, honey,
if the TV one, then I'm not listening to these kids.
Let me just—I'm just putting it out
but
there.
It's family times, but we can't watch soccer all
if
the time.
If the TV one, I am not listening to these kids and what I need to watch on
so,
TV.
So yeah, maybe you have more than one TV. Holiday destinations, those obviously need to be investigated.
Yeah, I can.
You know, as to okay, what's the reason for going tonight?
Can you also go to Cape Town? You'll go.
Yeah. I can be
influenced.
The clothes they wear, no big deal. Just depends on the price. Same applies to the toys. One thing I know, no one will tell me to buy is a car.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Dating partner.
No, you're mad.
Whoa, whoa. What if this kid say, Mom, I don't like your boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think your boyfriend does not suit you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
They must tell me why.
Because
I'm always happy to discuss. I'm a very liberal.
I don't like the tone of voice he uses when he's talking to you. And at the same time, he does not like me.
Hi, Obana. Even my partner, does not like my kids, and I might have given birth to one, but I've got many. We are gonna have a problem because there must be some kumbaya ring happening.
So there you go. 23 minutes past 4. Do your children's opinions influence your decisions and when?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We've got a drive moment. This was Kumba's idea. Do your children's opinions influence your decisions and and when and why?
Mina Shem ngizengikishelwe nempahla engimele ngizigcoke mangiya esikolweni sakhe ukuthi no mami, you can't go to my school wearing a dress. I don't know which dress, whether ingifanele, but I can't go to my son's school ngigcoke a dress, as in like as a choose nesicathulo from head to toe ukuthi ngigcoka ini, and told ukuthi mina ngifuna ukuzifakela i-track suit nje athe never, not to my school. So I love to shem bayashaya injayelo ayishaye nangemali yakho ukuthi kumele nithenge ini.
Last week, this past Saturday, me and my friend and our wives, we had planned to go out Saturday evening to go out and have some nice time. My friend's 6-year-old said, we are just about to leave. I think we're having our last drinks and then we are leaving. He said, Daddy, I don't want you to go there. Believe me, we didn't go out that Saturday night because of that young man. We sat in the house and we bribed, we had fun in the house. We didn't go anywhere. He was even crying. He said, Daddy, I don't want you to go there. So they do control us, definitely.
Man, the kids play a huge role in the groceries we buy because you'll buy the food. So best you ask them, what must I buy? So that one is a done deal. In terms of TV as well, you end up watching whatever they're watching, even when they're not there. If the channel is stuck there, you leave it there because like you're so used to it that you don't even have control over the TV. It's only when they're gone and I'm like, oh wow, I don't even know what's playing on TV. So they do play a huge influence. But in terms of like your cars and how I spend my money, hell to the no. That one I'm in control.
With me, I'm raising a teenager and I think when it comes to her dress code, shopping for clothes, because yeah, Namela, I'll be comfortable with what she's wearing. Obviously, she will have to influence me to get her the stuff. But I'm can't girl, because I'm in charge. I'm in charge!
Don't be a tyrant now.
So, what I find interesting, about this lady who called to say, you know, her daughter, her son, chooses what she needs to wear when she drops him or her at school, right? Is that... a friend of mine, very popular, quite an artist. So he had a couple of cars. So one morning he decides to drop off his car in a 911 Porsche, right? Drops him off.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, I think he took the car for service. He picks up him up in a van. But he refused to get in the car.
Yeah.
He refused to get in the car.
There's a day where Snako won't get. Like, he's like, oh, Dad, I think we should. And I'm like, never.
Yeah.
We are scholar in Oriago Fashion Show.
Exactly.
Or, no. I'll take you to school. I'm not available, Langapan. I'm available, I'm a smoker. I see you, Baba. I'm getting a car. So,
and you think this is something that that started happening in the past few years. Uendi confessed when I was telling her about the topic that her father, because they lived in rural Eastern Cape,
sure,
in a farm. So he used to drive an old beat-up van, Skorokorosa van. And so every time when he dropped them off, she would ask him, please don't get too close to the to the exit, to the entrance.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want the other
people
kids
to see.
I'm like, no, what?
There was a voice note that came through, Khutmaniti. The son cried that Bangaham, so they ended up not going.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good that they made a decision to stay. Because sometimes the kids, they see and feel things.
Yeah.
That believes in those things.
Sure.
But let it not be a norm.
Mm.
Let it not be a norm that every time Masamba, umdano zokala, then we're gonna cancel our plans.
Yeah.
Cause umdano yakala. Cause the more we teach them, Guti, when they tell us things, we let our guard down. It's gonna be a norm. So if it happened this past weekend, Guti, no baba ngfunu yela pana, ngfunu shala endlin, and you guys decided to stay, great.
Yeah.
But let that not be a norm. Cause
yeah,
it's
because also giving in to one or throwing toys out of the court is very dangerous.
So
because it's not only then about leaving.
Mm.
It then becomes about everything in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wanna eat the thing, kicks the feet. And then you know, when no first no man go like papa enja. The child is kicking.
Doesn't want rice.
Nah.
So Andy said 6 months later her dad bought a new car.
Hey,
and then guess what?
Yeah, yeah.
How's the drop a fire gate in dead?
Nonsense.
What?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We have a caller, Clen.
Clen, did a
It's too late, baby. Bye bye. We've got Amanda.
Hi, Clen.
Hi, Amanda.
Yo, guys, I don't want to lie to you. I'm actually rushing to the gym because my daughter influenced me into joining a gym. Not only joining the gym, also joining the Zumba club. Now I'm part of the Zumba club. Late for a gym. I need to lose weight.
It's not a bad thing.
And do you feel like you need to lose weight?
Yes, I do, but I did not want to be forced into joining a team.
But you know what? You can do what Romeo Kumalo used to do in the past. Romeo used to leave his house, go to the gym, sit at the coffee shop, have a muffin and coffee, and leave.
What?
So you can do Romeo.
What?
Romeo. I cannot do that when I can because I'm also, we are trying to get updates. Am I losing or not?
Hi.
What a tiny little child.
I have to go there.
Ask you.
Went to
Luigi.
Phone
you, man.
I know he or she is the right motivation.
Back home when you are not sweating. You must come back after you
have
sweat.
Retro
bull. Undlulela kithi la. Wandlula lapha kithi la phela. Wafika wamajulukile phela. Kathi ani jimile strong.
Yeah, now with my daughter, she's in control of my hairstyles. She'll say, "Mama, I don't want you to embarrass me or look, you don't look nice." She does she suggests my hairstyles, and when it comes to grocery as well, the food section, it's her list. But when it comes to the cleaning section and all other things, it's me. So how she controls them?
Yeah, kids, they do sometimes, or most of the time, try to influence our decision in doing things. But I don't get too much into what they want. It depends on the price. If they want PS5, if they want clothes, it depends on how much that I do for them. But as for me, when it comes to me, personally, what I've just experienced recently, they went to my mother and told her, because I'm a divorcee, they told her, no, oh, Baba mustn't take another partner or wife. Mind you, I'm a pastor. And I just said to ma, banxilile. That's not going
to
happen.
Yabona, when it comes to a child, I no khohlwa lawo bantu lawo bayarula bayasurula. Mina I'm a foodie, ngithanda ukupheka nalinani, but my son recently ngibe busy nama prawns. Ama prawns ayakapa yo mara ye lo mjita sekafuna iprawn every day bangakhona maka, because mina no mama akasekho together, so uza kimi ngama weekend. Ngafa diddy prawns. Hi, no, I'm feeling.
Hey, talking about the smoking cars and what? Hey, didn't I get a low monkey? You got or no? Why do we have only one car? Why must we always use one car? It's not smelling nice and what? So we must buy another car that smells nice, a bigger one, because now we are driving Kia Picanto. So, hey, la bantwana. Forget.
Yeah,
I must copy you because of now. But our loud like a child, never.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.